91.1 WEDM. Welcome to another episode of Warren's World. It's your girl Gabby, and I got the Pit Looters in here with me. All right, so today I got Angie and Davon to tell me more about the Pit. All right, so since you are Pit Looters, I know it's a lot. So how do you keep the crowd going?
We basically just keep the crowd going. We have to stay hype ourselves to make sure that they're hype. The chants are easy, so you just we all just agree on the chant, and then we start yelling. We gotta have a lot of energy, so you know, just stay.
Gotta wake up everybody.
Keep a fun spirit.
All right, and what are some of the qualifications you have to meet to be a pit leader?
Some of the qualifications are you have to be a senior, you have to have good grades, and you have to have a lot of school spirit.
All right, so I know it'd be early in the morning when y'all have to wake up and do the pep rallies. How do y'all prepare yourselves?
I start on Mondays. I start preparing myself on Mondays, making sure I got a lot of rest, drinking a lot of water, because
it do be tiring.
It's very tiring, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing else, because I like doing it. I love doing it. It's fun, and it just shows how dedicated I am to doing what I do.
And you have to work with others, right?
Like, yeah.
Come yes. together as mm-hmm. a group. So, I mean, do you gain bondship and everything?
Yeah, I can say most of us get along with each other, even though if we have disagreements, we always come to a point where we have to stay focused, because, you know, being pit leaders and having school spirit, we also are in our own competition and trying to bring the school spirit banner. So no matter what disagreement goes on, we always have to get along with each other.
And you said something about the school banner. Can you tell me more about that?
The banner is the banner is something that the news station awards a school a school with the best school spirit. So that's why we ask the Pit to come to all of our games, and we get loud and proud so we can win the banner.
All right, and can each one of y'all tell me, like, what was the best moment y'all had this year so far as a pit leader?
My favorite, man.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's either the pink game we just had against Ben Davis, or when I drove to Kentucky.
Yeah, I think driving to Kentucky really did, it gave us a lot of spirit, because, you know, the situation that happened and others couldn't come. So it was more of like, it's really up to us to get the spirit to Trinity.
So me, Angie, and the Bullhorn was down there. Yeah. Jesse, Jacoby, and Christian.
Yeah, I mean, too. For me, I really would think it was a pink out game. The pink out game and the Trinity game.
Almost died.
Yeah.
All right, so you do have people that do look up to you. So how would you give them advice on how to be a pit leader next year if they want to do that?
Come to every event, literally. Like, come to every event, learn the chants, participate, get involved, all that, because that all of it's really going to pay off, and it's going to give you a great high school experience.
I can say most of us that are pit leaders are involved with whether it's sports, mm-hmm. student council. We're all in some kind of school event that a lot of people know us from the things we do, the leadership skills we have, the examples that we try to set.
And apparently y'all both said, like, y'all both involved in something. So how do y'all maintain doing what you're involved in versus being in the pit? Like, how do you work with that?
You just really have to, like, make time for it and, like, set yourself as, like, in a schedule.
I don't maintain it.
Oh, I mean, I do. Well, I mean, school comes first, so everything besides homework and all that, you always get that out the way first before it comes to an event.
I take it on as it hits me. One by one.
All right, so I do want to thank you guys for coming in, and this is all I have for Warren's War at 91.1 WED.
You're listening to Warren's World, and I am Zoe, and I'm here with Gavin to talk on 8 tips on how to survive till fall break. Number 1 is to make sure you do all of your work and turn it all in. Do you ever have problems with turning in your work?
Yeah, sometimes I can't stay focused, and I just have a lot of work to do in all 7 classes, and it's just sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, and you always have to make sure you do all of it and make sure that you just don't mess up. You just have to continue to go. So our next one is to keep your grades. Have you been falling in a pit yet?
No, thankfully I've been keeping my grades up all year.
Yeah, I think the lowest grade I have is like a C right now, so I need to get that up, but it's really not that bad. So do you have any tips on how to keep it up?
It just falls back on turning in all your work and keeping track on everything you're doing and making sure you're doing it.
Yeah, make sure you go back on Tyler, check your grades, look at all the missing assignments you have. It's really easy. It's really, high school is not that hard. You just have to make sure you survive. Our next one is don't misbehave, such as don't get in fight, don't try to start beef with your best friend just because she stole your boyfriend. Don't do none of that. That's so stupid. So do you have any tips on how to actually behave throughout the rest of the year till fall break?
Yeah, just make good decisions. Like if you're sitting next to someone you talk to a lot in class, move seats, talk to the teacher about it.
Yeah, it's simple. Simple facts right here, guys. It's really easy. Our next one is stay on track, even though we kind of already covered that. Stay on track. It is so important that you stay on track. Make sure that your grades are like 4.0 and above. You have to make sure it's all good. Our next one is continue to strive. And this isn't just in schoolwork. This is throughout your entire life. Always strive. Especially for sports. Strive to make sure that you get better. Do you have anything to say on how to strive to get better?
Yeah, just make sure you set goals for yourself. Get like recommended amounts of sleep and do all your work too.
Okay. Well, our next one is get involved in the school events because you only have 4 years of high school. You might as well make it the best 4 years of your life. So I'd say go to pep rallies. So do you have any recommendations on how to get involved in school events?
Yeah, you can like it doesn't just involve like going to sports. You can join sports too. Join like clubs and you can make friends and then those friends can be with you all the time and they can help you get stuff done.
Yeah, it's really fun to actually join a sport because like your coach, they'll love you no matter what you do. They'll always be proud of what you do because you're doing it to the best of your ability. Our next one is have fun. Yeah, I'd say having fun is probably the most important thing to do because if you don't have fun, you don't get your work done. You don't do good in your sports or clubs. You don't do anything. It's really, you just don't want to come to school anymore. So you have to have fun to make sure that you have the best time of your life here. Our very, very last one is don't get stressed. It's so important not to be stressed about all this because if you get stressed, then other people will be stressed for you. So do you have any things to say, Gavin?
Yeah, it's just you can join sports, do your work, sleep, and still have time to spend time with your friends and family. And if you do that, then you'll make it through high school.
Yeah, just don't get it's. Really important to do all these things. Make sure you turn in the rest of your work, keep up your grades, don't misbehave, stay on track, continue to strive, get involved in school events, and have fun, and don't be stressed. Thank you for joining me, Gavin. That's all I have here for Warren's World. Thank you, Gavin, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, listeners. This is another Warren's World right here on 91.1, and I'm here with a special guest. Your name is?
Elizabeth Moss.
And what club are you in?
I'm in the Photographers Club.
And what is this club mainly about?
So in the Photographers Club, we all take pictures on our own time, and then at the club we come together and share them. have critiques and talk about our photos and get projects and stuff. And we have 3 shows a year.
So these shows, like, what are these shows? Are these shows just, like, strictly in the Warren Township District, or is it, like, spread out?
We have 2 in Warren. One of them is in the wintertime. It's our winter showcase where we display our photos along with the AP art students outside of the pack. And in the spring, we have a showcase at Warren. Our biggest one is actually outside of Warren. It's at the Bonna Thompson Center in Irvington. So it's, I think, the only thing that Warren does, production that it puts on outside of school, that like this. So we have like a full-on showcase or gallery walk outside of school, which is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And what does it take for somebody to be part of this club?
So all you really need is a passion for photography and access to a digital camera. A lot of people who come in haven't even taken the media arts class, which is the photography class we have here. So you can just come on in and you'll get better, because the critiques are made so that you can learn where you're weak in and be able to grow. So by the end of the year at the Bonna Thompson show, most people are really good and the photos are really good.
So you don't have to take the photography class to be part of this club?
No, it's helpful if you do, because we don't really like to teach in the club. It's more for just...
already coming and knowing what you're about to do.
Yeah, but there are definitely some really good people we've had who haven't taken the class, but it's helpful, but it's not needed, because we'll still help you try to grow without necessarily having to teach you all of the basics.
So is there any other events that you do in this club? Like, do you guys like go to like field trips or something like that, you know, study different stuff for photography, you know?
Sometimes we take group like shooting trips. We haven't done any last year, but this year we're planning on as of club going out to some parks or some places and shooting stuff together. At the end of the year with art club students, we usually go on a field trip. Last year we went to Chicago to the Chicago Art Museum. That was really cool.
This club, how long have you been part of this club?
Last year was actually my first year, but the club started in, I think it was 2014, by a student, and it's a student-run club. So it's really all about the students who join. Like, we are the club.
So compared to last year to this year, how much has that club changed or grown since then?
Well, the kind of the founders of the club all graduated last year, so it's kind of like a new start of the club. Rissa and I, which we are the co-presidents, Rissa Hickman, we've only been around for 2 or 3 years, so and a lot of the members this year are new, so it's kind of definitely like a new start.
So it's like you guys gotta try to get used to it and, you know, like build more over it, trying to get used to new people and stuff.
Yeah, but it's exciting having new people and new talent come in. We're definitely excited for a new year, but it is different not having some of the old leaders around.
How has this club affected you? Like, what effects have it brought into your life being part of this club?
It's definitely made me a better photographer and opened me up to a lot of new experiences. I didn't used to really think of photography as anything apart from a hobby, but now it's something that I think I can pursue after school. It's definitely led me to opportunities. Like, now I have like my photography hung up at restaurants and stuff, and opportunities have come up where I get to do senior photos and stuff. So it's also made me more confident, I think, just kind of like being a club president and kind of being in charge and like talking to people. It's helped me grow socially.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This place kind of helped me grow socially too, you know. Yeah, all the interviews I got to do. But if people wanted to join this club, is there a certain time frame? Like, is it too late to join, or do they still have time to join?
No, we're really like chill with that. You can join honestly whenever, as long as it's not like halfway through the year. But
so more like in the beginning of the year, so people can see what you're kind of made of and what to work on and stuff like that.
You can come in the next, even like in the next month or so. Like, we just want you to be able to make good photos by the time, especially at the Bonna show, which is in March, the beginning of March. But yeah, I mean, we're still accepting new members. You just have to sign up on our website, which is WCHSphotographersclub.weebly.com. Pretty sure.
And if they wanted to talk to a teacher about it, where would they go?
So our club sponsor is Mr. Spencer. He teaches the media arts and commercial photography classes. His room is W310 at the very end of the Walker Career Center. Or you can email him at rspencer@warren.k12.in.us.
Okay, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any advice for any of the people that want to come and join this club?
Just if you think you have what it takes, just come on out. And if you love photography, I think it's definitely something for you if you're passionate about it and want to continue in it. And if you don't think you're the best, just I think this club will help you grow and get new opportunities, because like saying that you've had your artwork displayed in like a public show, like the Bonner Show, is something that people like will be interested in, and I think it'll be really cool.
What places do you have your artwork put up in?
Me personally, so I'm set to have a slot at the Foundry, which is a coffee shop restaurant by Heron High School, and in I think August I'll have my stuff up at the Legend in Irvington, along with Priscilla Martier, who was the president of Photo Club last year.
That's neat. Well, that's all we have for you today on Warren's World. Thank you, Elizabeth, for this.
Thank you.
And
thanks for listening to this week's Warren's World. Stay tuned for next week right here on WEDMFM.com.